Now we have Zinhle T. Matthews, a South African author who has just published a new children's book called My Family of Superheroes, in which all children are superheroes. Her book uses engaging illustrations and emotive language to tell a compelling story of triumph over adversity. It introduces readers to a young girl named Precious, who, inspired by her mother, uses the power of positive affirmations to overcome her insecurities and doubts. With the launch of the book is the release of the song Kanele Matla, meaning I have the power. This is a duet performed by the well-known, loved and talented Matema and Katleho Nsele. Welcome to the show, Zinhle. How are you today?
Hi, I'm well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the platform.
Can you please tell us more about yourself?
Originally, I'm from Bethel, a small town in Mpumalanga. I now reside here in Johannesburg with my family. Professionally, I am a chartered certified accountant, and now I am the author of My Family of Superheroes, which is what I'll be talking about today.
Can you please tell us more about My Family of Superheroes?
Yes, it's about a family and the little girl named Precious. She is the lead character. She goes through a journey where she faces a challenge at school, and her mother, witnessing all this, sees that as an opportunity for her to introduce the concept of positive affirmations. And the mantra that mom introduces is, I am strong, I am capable, I am enough, I can do anything with the power inside of me. We then see the little girl Precious rising above her insecurities and believing in herself again.
Your book speaks about positive affirmations. Why do you feel so strongly about this?
Yeah, it speaks about positive affirmations. I'd been recently reintroduced to positive affirmations myself. I went through a journey of self-discovery, and in that journey, I discovered the power of words, you know, that life and death lies in our tongue. And so it was really important for me to pass on the lesson to our children. I mean, imagine the things that they would achieve if they knew this from a very young age. So it's really giving them a head start.
When was it discovered that you wanted to write a children's book, and where did you get the inspiration from?
It all began from a place where I really felt like I was not living in the fullness of my potential. And so that sparked a journey of self-discovery where I was trying to align myself with my purpose. And in that journey, I was feeding my mind with teachings of purpose. And that is where this book was inspired from, because I just wanted to share the lessons which I was learning. And I thought, I mean, what a better way to start with our children, because you need to know who you are. And that is what really positive affirmations are. It is reminding yourself, affirming of the truth about yourself.
What were some of the challenges you faced when writing this book?
Well, some of the challenges that I experienced was finding a credible illustrator. Having finished my manuscript, I really just did not know where to go. And then I saw one of the ladies who's well known, Amanda Tambuza. She had just finished her own children's book last year, and I reached out to her, and she kindly referred me to the company that compiled a book, and I reached out to them, and they were excited to be part of this project.
Can you tell us more about the song that goes with the book? Why does it accompany your book?
Thank you so much for asking about the song. Yes, the book has a soundtrack. It is called Ke Na Le Matla, which means I am strong or I have power. You know, like movies do. Movies have soundtracks. I thought, why not also have a soundtrack? The song was written by my very own husband. He was kind enough to do the song for me after having requested him to do so. He writes the most beautiful songs, and the song is a declaration song to say that we are strong, we are enough, and we are exceptional. I mean, what a better way to start your day. And also, I wanted to include the range of kids, you know, which are outside the ages of the book, because the book is from 0 to 9. So I also wanted them to receive the message. The song is for the young and old.
You are an incredibly talented woman. What are some things you would like to still achieve?
Oh, thank you so much for that. Some of the things that I would still like to achieve is really the extension still of the book. So I would really like to do animation based on the book, based on the theme of the book, and also just passing on so many other lessons that I have learned over the years to our children, to give them a head start. So yeah, so definitely I think the big dream now is then going for animation.
I usually ask this to all of my guests, and in this case it seems very appropriate. If you could have a superpower or be a superhero for a day, what would it be and why?
Interesting question. I think for me, I would really love people to see themselves the way God does. And so it would be, so my superpower would be removing, you know, whatever is covering their eyes in seeing that. I would really, really like people to see that. And that is actually the work that I'm trying to embark on, is to show people and to remind them that they are amazing beings, and we are beyond what we see with our eyes. And so it's just to, if people could really see beyond what they see, that would be my superpower.
Do you have any message of hope to the listeners?
The message I would like to convey is that we need to instill the practice of speaking well in our household over ourselves, because life and death lies in our tongue. There's power in our words, and I hope that people would really grasp that lesson from my book, from the song, from anything else that I'll be doing. And I hope that they will enjoy the book they can get from Ethnic Kids, Zara Books, Book Circle Capital, and Amazon. And the song, it is available for digital download on all digital platforms. And the song also comes with a video, which will drop next week, Wednesday, on the 16th of June on Youth Day. So that is really what I would really like to convey, that let us grasp the concept of positive affirmations.
Thank you so much for the interview, Zintle. I really, really enjoyed it, and I really think that the book is a great idea to teach especially younger children about positivity, and they can overcome everything. So yeah, thank you for taking time to speak to us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it. Bye.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.